Hi, welcome to the 22nd episode of the NaNaRedhu Experience. Today I am going to be talking about something that we have been discussing on Twitter also lately. It's the whole discussion about how when I get paid, it's 100% advance. And someone commented when I said that I only work on 100% advance basis that they had lost a lot of assignments because of this particular requirement, and that is true. The you it's like a company has a policy and you have a policy, and sometimes those policies don't match and you don't end up working together, which is fine. It's business. You can't work with all the billions of people in the world. Similarly, you can't work with all the organizations or all the companies or all the brands. There'll always be some reason. Sometimes things don't work out. Sometimes it's the budget, sometimes it's their policy, sometimes it's your policy, sometimes it's the way, someone else has been working and they're not used to working the way you work. So because there are no professional standards, everyone has different ways of working. When I started, of course, at that point, I did not have the 100% advance requirement. Simply because I didn't know it was even possible. Because if I went to, during my branding days, especially if I went to an advertising agency and I said that, here, they gave me clients and said that, okay, here is a client who needs branding work done. It was understood that I would get paid once I had delivered. We had a contract and we said that 15 days or 30 days from the assignment is delivered, or some agencies also have a 90-day credit thing with their vendors, which is complete bullshit. I mean, if I keep bringing this example back, that if I have to pay rent, for example, my landlord's not gonna wait for fucking 90 days for rent, which was due 3 months ago. He's gonna fucking kick me out. So I don't understand why independent contractors, vendors as they're called, have to go through this crap. You've done the job, you get paid for it. It's that simple. And I don't care if the agency is not getting paid by the client and the client pays them once in 90 days. How the fuck is that my problem? I'm working with the agency, I'm not working with the client. I'm billing the agency, for example. So it's a similar thing with PR agencies, etc. So I've actually put down a list of questions so that I'll go one by one, etc. So what is this 100% advance? So basically what it means is that every assignment that I do, my contract says that, okay, this is the amount of money, these are the deliverables, and one of the requirements is that the amount needs to be paid to me 100% in advance so that I can block my date. See, as a photographer and as a blogger, I don't always have dates available and I'm always looking for the next opportunity. So my calendar fills up pretty quickly. So if a client comes to me, 10 days before the event that needs to be photographed, it's quite likely that I'm not available on that date because someone's already booked me for that date. And the only way you can book me is if you pay me 100% advance and say that, okay, on that date, you're ours. There's no, because what if, 10 days down the line, if you've not given me an 100% advance, I've blocked that date and then your event gets cancelled. And I've said no to another assignment that was possible on the same date. So I don't get your assignment, I don't get that other assignment, and you're going to pay my rent. Of course, the counter argument to that is if the client's event got cancelled, why should you get paid? So you paid me the 100% advance. The event got cancelled for whatever reason. You'll have another event. That amount will be put towards that event. So that's what we normally do. I mean, that's what I normally do. That if you already paid me and for some reason the event doesn't take place, or if the event gets postponed, then you tell me what that postponed date is, and I'll do that. And sure, there are penalties, on both sides. That, what is the client going to do? For example, if I don't show up, if I just don't show up. So I've had all these questions, and I'm going to try and answer them. And yes, it is possible. 100% advance is possible. I ask for it. I don't work without it. So, can anyone get 100% advance? Like anyone? Look, it's not about who you are or what you do. It's about professionalism. It's about business standards. It's about, you know, just getting someone to do work for you and paying them. It's like anyone who delivers a service or a product to you, you take the product with one hand and you give them money with the other hand. It's that's what it is. So it's not about can anyone get it. Sure, anyone can get it. I do think there is an element of experience and how long you've been in the industry. There is a bit of a trust factor involved. But these are things that you can't put on paper. This is something that you need to get a feel for. So a client will be more comfortable, for example, giving 100% advance to me instead of probably giving it to someone who's just started. And I'm talking from a photographer blogger point of view. I don't think it's because, see, for me, it's easy. If I fuck up a client assignment, everyone's going to know about it because I'm probably going to blog about it. I write about everything. So if I fuck up an assignment, it's my reputation on the line and I'm not going to just run away, you know. So giving me a 100% advance thing as part of a business deal is probably easier for a client who is otherwise never considered giving 100% advance. But if it is a business practice that you follow, it doesn't matter if you're a young person who's just started or someone who's been working for 25 years and has never asked for an advance and now wants to change that. I don't think that should be a problem at all. It's a new business policy that you have. Companies change their policies all the time. You change yours, if that's what you're comfortable with. What are some of the reactions you've heard when it comes to asking for 100% advance? The funniest one was when this person was like, okay, so you take only advance. So what happens like if you die before the assignment? So I'm like... Well, I could die, you could die, 50,000 things could happen. But yeah, I mean, it's. I think it's a legitimate inquiry as well, because if you're looking at a business, it can't just depend on people, and the work that I do depends on me. So there really isn't anyone else who can fill my shoes and deliver what I said I will deliver. But that's never going to be a problem. You can always just send an email to one of my email IDs, or my, you know, my family knows that if I die, they have passwords, they can access my stuff. And if you get in touch with them, then they will reimburse your money. That's not a problem. But that was the most hilarious one, because first time someone had said that, but then I realized that it is a legitimate concern to some extent. I've also heard things like, what if you ran away without doing the work, it took my money. Again, like I've said, that's not going to happen because, again, I live online, and you fuck up once, it's hard to come back and it's hard to build trust again once you break trust. So that's not an option for someone like me, especially when it's just me and this. I don't have a team that you can, you know, go to someone else and you can hire or poach someone else from my team to deliver the same stuff. It's just me. Another thing that I've heard is, what if I don't like the work that you deliver? So if I give you 100% advance and then you come and shoot for us and then I don't like the photographs that you produce. So that's never happened earlier. It hasn't happened with photography, but that's quite unlikely. The reason, okay, first of all, you've seen my portfolio, you liked it, which is why you've come to me, right? Secondly, one of the reasons why photographs might not be up to your, you know, expectations are, one, if the lighting at the event was really bad. I shoot a lot of candid, on the go, behind the scenes. I don't usually carry artificial lighting. So if the lighting at the event, again, if you plan it properly, it's highly unlikely that will happen. If you don't know what the lighting at your event is going to be and you can't brief the photographer properly, then, well, yeah, it's possible that you won't like the work that I deliver. But then whose fault is that? So I have shot at events where the client wasn't aware that the lighting was going to be absolutely shitty. They weren't sure where I should sit to get the best shots. So I sat in not an ideal seat and I got terrible photos. Terrible, like terrible. Skin on people looked like they were dead bodies, basically. But I'm good. And you will never be able to tell the difference. You won't know what assignment I'm talking about. So that's never going to happen. So the corollary to this, that, you know, what are some of the reactions? What if you run away, etc. Is where is the question? Okay, let me just go to the next question. I don't remember what the corollary was. have you lost out on work because of asking for 100% advance? Well, fuck yeah. I mean, not everyone's going to give you what you want, right? It doesn't always work out. It doesn't always... It's business, you know. Sometimes, most of the times, the budget doesn't work out. Forget 100% advance for someone like me. If the budget does work out, the second hurdle is always, oh, acha, you want 100% advance. We'll give you 50. I'm like, no, it's written 100% advance. I mean it. Most cases, clients don't have a problem. I've lost very few, like literally one or two assignments in total where the client said no to the assignment because they did not want to give 100% advance. Literally like one or two. And they were usually low ticket, low budget items anyway. So it wasn't much of a loss. There are companies and brands who know that I charge 100% advance and who are not comfortable with that. So they might not even approach me because they'd be like, "Arey, to sirf 100% advance leti hai, so we shouldn't probably work with her because that's not going to happen." So that I don't know. If I have lost out on something that I'm unaware of, then I have no clue. One of the things someone recently said was that I ask for 100% advance and the people I end up working with are the people who really wanted to work with me. The rest who didn't agree to the advance are people who probably didn't even want to work with me. That's probably true. That's probably true because if a client likes your work, they know your experience, they know your reputation, they know what you deliver, and they want to work with you because of what you bring to the table, and they're not shopping on the basis of price, then yes, they are more willing and more likely to pay you 100% advance or a 50% advance or whatever it is that you want, or work at your terms, because they realize that you work at certain terms and that's how you work best. Some of my best clients have basically said, "How much do you charge? Okay, this is what you charge. These are the deliverables. Okay, great. Maybe can you give us 5 extra photos? Okay, great, fine. 100% advance, here it is. What's the brief? Our brand needs to be represented. This event needs to be captured. Go and do what you do best." It's a loose brief. I always ask them that if there are some shots that they specifically do not want to miss. Apart from that, it's my baby. I love that because it's just the way I'm able to present it, the way I'm able to capture it, the way I'm able to, you know, tell the story from start to finish. I have that freedom. So I like that. So losing out on work, I don't look at it as losing out. I mean, if the brand doesn't work with me, there's only one me, really. I mean, there's only one Nena. So if I'm losing out on not working with your ex brand, you're also losing out on not working with me. So it's not an ego game. It's business. And if it's not going to happen now, maybe it'll happen at some point in the future. I've had brands tell me that, oh, you know, this is an FMCG or this is an advertising agency. And forget 100% advance. They won't even give you 1 rupee in advance. And I'm like, wait, are you talking about this brand? Because they have paid me 100% advance. Look, it's possible. Brands have found ways to do it. They route it through their PR agencies. They route it through their digital agencies. They've made it happen. To me, that's awesome because their clarity about being a professional, doing it professionally, saying that this is what the business transaction requires and this is what we're going to deliver. That's great. I appreciate that. I want to work more with you. I will deliver my best work because I respect you. And this whole ego thing about, you know, you've lost out on this work, you'll never work with us and all that. Fuck you. Who cares? Like, go die somewhere. Okay, how will you ever work with a brand where the policy for advance just does not exist? So like I said, it's not really a policy. Brands make concessions all the time. I make concessions all the time. A client suddenly comes up and says, "Hey, I know we talked about it, but the event's been cancelled or the event's been preponed. Can you come today? Can you give me 5 extra photos? I know the contract didn't mention print usage. Can you include 5 photos? Instead of 5, can you make it 6, please?" It's a lot. It's always going to be like that because we're people. We constantly change our minds. And when the professionalism bit is taken care of, doing these small things, being nice, over-delivering is never a problem. So, I have worked with brands where they don't have 100% policy, but they paid me 100% advance because they wanted to work with me. They wanted to see what I could do with their brand. They wanted to see what I could deliver. all the time. What are some of the circumstances where the 100% advance was not possible, but you still did the gig? Was it worth it? Yes, I have done it, and no, it was not worth it. So what happens is, you know, my career spans about 10 to 12 years now. You meet people, they become not just your business associates, you hang out with them, they're kind of your acquaintances, some of them you kind of get along a lot, so they kind of think of you as a friend. So, you know, when someone like that comes to me 2 days before a gig and says, hey, Naina, can you shoot this for us? This is the budget. And since it is short notice, in 2 days, the advance won't be possible. We know you work only on 100% advance, but you can write, you know, in the contract, we can mention that our payment cycles are on the, you know, I don't know, the 30th of every month. So on the 30th of this month, you will get paid. So I've said yes to a couple of times. I've said yes to stuff like that because I know these people. I like these people. They requested me to do it. And I said, fine, fuck it. You know, it sounds like an interesting assignment. Let's just do it. And then the money took another 2 months. And I don't appreciate that. Because in the meanwhile, are you going to be paying my rent? Have you any empathy? Have you called even once and said, I apologize, there is delay, instead of, you know, saying, oh yeah, I'll look into it. Oh yeah, I'll check it out. Oh yeah, it was supposed to happen. No. I don't like that. So basically, well, sure, once in a while, I don't mind doing it for people who've been nice to me. But usually it's just that once, because they don't live up to the things they say they will do. So then no point. I mean, I don't want to lose my sleep over and lose my friendship, you know, over something as silly as a business policy that I already have in place, and just because I overlooked it because I wanted to be nice, and now I have to take stress for 2 months and say, hey, you know, when am I getting paid? So no, it's not worth it, and it's not going to happen with that person, never again. But unless, you know, you have an exceptionally good client, trust me, I have some really, really good clients. They never ask me to not take the 100% advance. They know how I work, so they come in prepared for it. So there's that. Okay, so then how does it matter whether it's an advance or not, as long as you get paid? Well, I actually wrote down the retort to that. How does it matter whether you get your salary on the 3rd of every month or the 3rd month of every year, as long as you get paid? Where does that argument stop then? That, oh, you work with a company, you get your salary on a fixed date every month. If it's 2 days late, tell me, what do you do? And here you're telling me my payment, I've been in situations where my payment was 9 months delayed. 9 months. For what? For what? What is that? That is absolute bullshit is what it is. Oh, shoot the assignment for us. But yes, money is coming. I'm emailing 7 people on the same email chain. Not one person has the fucking courtesy to respond and say, oh yeah, we're working on it. Okay, you're working on it. It's been fucking 3 months working on it. What the fuck are you working on? Oh, you know, the finance department. What the fuck have I got to do with the finance department? That's your company, a problem, boss. Where's my money? So now the motto is 100% advance. And anyone who comes and asks for free shit, it's like, fuck you, pay me. So no, I mean, as long as you get paid, ka kya matlab hai? You know, my landlord will come and tell me, oh, he's not going to say, ki achha saal ke end mein rent de dena, as long as you're giving the rent. No, he wants it every month. Yeah, you want to change that? You go to the sabji wala. Grofers, I order so much from Grofers. I'll tell Grofers, I'll pay you at the end of the year. What is your problem as long as you're getting paid? Is that going to work? That's never going to fly. You go and sit in an Uber and you tell the driver, ki achha bhaiya, hum aapko mahine ke end mein payment kar denge. Mil raha hai na aapko paisa? Arre? So why the fuck does that apply to someone like me? How dare you ask me that question? You're getting your fucking salary. Keep it. Give me my money. Okay, next. Don't you trust the people you work with, Naina? No. Next. Salaried employees seem to have the least understanding of how an independent contractor works. True. This is their shortcoming, which keeps the industry like a bucket of crabs. Oh, she charges so much and she wants it in 100% advance. Who does she think she is? It is almost as if no one's ever heard of professional business practices. Who does she think she is? What has that got to do with who I think I am? This is how I work. You want to work? This is how I work. End of story. There is no discussion. And there are kids who are like, arey, par, you know, hume kaun 100% advance dega? Tumne manga hai aaj tak? Mango? मांग के देखो पहले, फिर बात करेंगे. डोंट वेस्ट माई टाइम. डोंट कम एंड टेल मी ओ यू आर टू बीन अराउंड फॉर 12 years, सो यू कैन आस्क फॉर इट. इट्स स्टिल नॉट ईजी. ओके, सो यू फर्स्ट ट्राई इट योर सेल्फ एंड देन वील टॉक अबाउट एंड वील थिंक ऑफ जुगाड़ वेज टू एक्चुअली मेक इट वर्क. येस ऑफकोर्स देर आर लॉट्स ऑफ यू नो एजेंसीज हू बीन अराउंड नेवर पे यू इन एडवांस. सो व्हाट डू? यू डोंट वर्क विद देम. There are so many assignments. You're like, ooh, awesome assignment. I wish I could do that. But it's never going to happen. Because there is no 100% advance. So I'm like, fine, I don't want to do it. It's a tough call. Especially when you're just starting out. But that's the thing. When do you set your rules? The sooner you set them, the better. Truth is, I've not had a single problem when it comes to payment whenever I've worked with an international brand. What does that say? I do not see myself spending another 9 months of my life running after compensation for the work that I've already delivered. So that's 100% advance for you. It's this, I cannot tell you the number of people on, you know, social media and the number of people in real life, people who think they're my friends, who say things like, "Are but Naina, you know, brands don't come to you, you know, because you ask for 100% advance. Why are you telling me this? Have brands come and told you this? If they have, why are you telling me this? Why didn't you fight for me with the brand and say, you're an idiot. You should work with her. She's so good. Instead of coming and telling me that I'm the idiot because I asked for 100% advance. Ooh. It's just, it makes me so angry. It makes me so mad. Look, this is something that I will not budge on. This is how I work. I make fantastic photographs. You can't come to me and tell me, "Arey Naina, can you make crappy photos?" No. Ew. So similarly, I have a certain pricing based on my cost of doing business, my years of experience, the kind of work I deliver, etc. And I have a policy where I need to be paid 100% in advance. Khatam. Aapko nahi karna hai, theek hai. Koi baat nahi. Coffee peeke aate hai, problem nahi hai. Lekin ye mat bolo ki, what do you think of yourself? Arey mere ko kya, what I think of myself? This is how I work, boss. कॉफी पीते हैं चलो काम नहीं करने कोई बात नहीं. Although I would prefer to do work and not waste time on coffee, but you know, it's always nice to sit and hear the other person's perspective, etc. I mean, I've been in meetings with international automobile brands and we discussed everything. Money discussed, check mark, let's do this, check mark, creative brief, fantastic, Naina, your ideas are so good. Okay, so when can you give me the advance? Advance? We don't do advance. Oh, okay, no problem. What do you mean no problem? I mean, okay, some other time then, maybe when your policy of advance changes then, because I don't work with other advance. So, you won't work with X company because they're not giving you advance? I won't work with any company if they're not giving me an advance. I don't care who you are, what you are, what does that got to do with anything? This is how I work. No, but this brand, it's international luxury. Oh my God. Okay, thanks for listening to the 22nd episode of the Naina Radio Experience and have a great week. Bye.